Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College Bill makes it to the Senate floor. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. In a unanimous decision by five members in the Senate Education Committee, the Gillette College Bill will reach the Senate floor next week. The bill proposed would need Senate approval in order for Gillette College to take the next step toward becoming its own community college school district. If it passes, it will come to a public vote by the citizens of Campbell County, and that could be as early as May. This could be debated on the Senate floor as early as next week. We'll let you know when we know more on the subject. This week marks the second week COVID-19 vaccinations were distributed throughout the Campbell County School District employees. Last month, in the first round of school district vax, 606 district employees received the coronavirus vaccine. According to the Gillette News Record, 606 employees represent about 32% of the district's employees. I want to leave you today with something interesting and amusing. Liz Cheney made national news again with comments regarding former President Donald Trump speaking at CPAC this weekend. First, the question was asked to Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Here's what all that sounded like.
Do you believe President Trump should be speaking, or former President Trump should be speaking at CPAC this weekend?
Yes, he should.
Congresswoman Cheney?
That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
On that high note, thank you all very much.